Well, here it is at last. Chris's big moment. The day she has talked about incessantly for years. I can't even remember a time when she wasn't convinced that this was her destiny to join the magistrate. Now, 7 years ago, she was the happiest I had ever seen her when she announced her acceptance into High Honor Magistrate Training School. I was happy for her, too, but I couldn't understand why she tied her happiness to being on the Magistrate Council. To me, the council is just a bunch of overly critical, rules-obsessed watchdogs that don't have much going on in their own lives, so they interfere with everyone else's. But that's how Chris sees them. To her, they're everything. They have power, and they are to be revered. Anyway, when she stands to take her oath, wow, I didn't think I would feel anything. I am so proud. My best friend is getting something that she has desperately wanted. I can't help but smile and clap for joy. As she finishes her oath, I feel as if some other force is occupying my body, and I start cheering and clapping, all while standing on my chair. Suddenly, I realize what I'm doing, and I quickly glance around to see if anyone in the crowd is noticing my very public display. This day is about Chris, and I wouldn't want to embarrass her. As it turns out, no one is paying attention to me. Whew. Loud whistles and shouts are coming from all directions. It's a free pass to go crazy, so at least I'm in with the right bunch. I fight to get to Chris. There are so many people, and I hate crowds. I especially hate it when people block your way, totally oblivious to the fact that maybe, just maybe, someone else needs to get somewhere. Chris! Hey, Chris! I'm bellowing above the din of the crowd. I see Chris moving towards me, but I'm not sure she can actually see me. I'm not tall, only 5 feet, so I get swallowed up in crowds. I jump with my hands raised as I bob and weave through this annoying mob. Finally, she sees me.